The perpetual challenge on earth is to understand that you are more important than anything on your path. We understand how challenging that is because the nature of the spirit and its eternal presence is not acknowledged in many, many earth systems. And one of the painful things for those who love and feel and are aware of their spirits is walking through systems which have absolutely no understanding or appreciation of those things. So that you are doing that and that you continue to hold for the beauty of that place of truth. We acknowledge your efforts and we truly revere that you have decided to know a higher truth. In every situation that you encounter, no matter what it is, you will find that there is always a higher truth. And it is your own spirit that knows about that truth. It is not your mind. It is not any of the things that are acknowledged on the earth. But it is your spirit that will seek that balance, that will seek that, how do we say, that spiritual acceptance with the knowledge that in everything there is a higher truth. The thing about the higher truth is sometimes it will expose itself quickly and sometimes it will not. And for some things, you may or may not see it in your lifetime, and yet you know that it is there. And when you are walking through your own earth challenges, one of the things that you will find is that if you are measuring what is going on in your life by an earth standard, you will find that you feel compressed because it brings you into fear. And what we are hoping that you will do more and more with the passing of time is move yourself up to the higher truth. When you do that, it does not mean that you cannot manifest on the earth or draw to yourself what you really need. That continues. The knowledge of the higher truth may actually be more conducive to manifesting than the fear of what you do not have. That is, it is very difficult to manifest when you are in that position. But what we are telling you is that there is indeed a plan, many parts of which you will understand, some parts of which you probably will not, because it is happening on a different plane and it is involved perhaps in dimensions with which you are not familiar. So keeping that in mind, allow yourself the absolute truth of your own spirit and the ability of that spirit to rise to a plane where all truth lives. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of the universe all around you and know that it contains everything that you need that makes you joyful and powerful here on the earth. Feel it all around you. Know that the inspiration, the ideas, the support that you need surround you in this energy. And as you breathe, you are breathing those things into the center of your body. As you breathe that energy into your body, know that your own energy and your chakra centers are becoming clear and light and fluid. And feel the energy of your body move up, lightly, gently. Feel your crown open. And let your energy move into the majesty of the night sky, into the world you know and into the worlds you do not know about, but sense their presence. And allow yourself to be in that knowing. Let your path appear before you in its own unique beauty and strength. And as you move yourself to walk on that path, allow the ease of walking your path to enter your body and your spirit. And as the path moves upward, know that there is no additional work required of your spirit. It is simply moving with your path. See a light ahead of you, and know that this light opens a gate to the place where you are welcomed, where you are known. And as you walk into that place, find your teacher, the one who waits to greet you, to support you, to enlighten you, to love you. Spend this time with your teacher. Know that your teacher is giving you something to drink, from a chalice, and it refreshes and straightens the flowing of your energy and the movement of your spirit, and drink the gift. Now see that your teacher has a gift for you. Rest the mind, know the gift. Receive the blessing of the teacher who's come here to be with you. And send your thanks and gratitude to the teacher. Now, as you come from this place, through this place that is yours, feel the heavens rain golden light down upon you. And know that the golden light goes into your field and draws to you what is for the highest and the finest. Hold that energy with you as you walk on your path again, in the freedom and the profound beauty of the universe and the universe's past the universe. Feel the coolness of the night sky and how free you are becoming. Come into the room, and as a service, find a gift or a symbol for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.